Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Mary Kay said, "Picture a sign around each person's neck that says, 'Make me feel important.'" Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who says this is her favorite Mary Kay quotation. Today's Playmaker was recognized as one of the top 20 most influential women in direct selling and 100 most powerful business leaders in corporate America. With us today is a chief marketing officer who in 2016 was named one of the most powerful business leaders in Dallas by DCEO Magazine and in the top women in marketing technology list by Brand Innovators. This great Playmaker is Cheryl Adkins Green. Cheryl is chief marketing officer of Mary Kay Incorporated. Now, Cheryl supports the success of millions of independent beauty consultants by leading the global marketing strategy, new product development, advertising, digital marketing, social media, and customer insights that make the Mary Kay brand and opportunity irresistible. Founded in 1963, Mary Kay is a leader in both the skincare and makeup categories. Staying true to its direct selling model, Mary Kay is currently enriching the lives of women in nearly 40 countries, including Brazil, Mexico, Russia, Malaysia, China, and most recently Peru. Cheryl joined Mary Kay in January 2009 as the Vice President of Global Brand Development and was named Chief Marketing Officer in July 2011. She brings a wealth of knowledge to the CMO role, not only from her Mary Kay experience, but also from executive positions that she held with Kraft Foods, Cadbury Schweppes, Alberto Culver, and Citigroup. Well, a lot that we're going to find out about. Cheryl, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, you took an interesting route to your current position by beginning with it at the University of Wisconsin. That included a variety of corporate executive roles, as I mentioned. So what brought you to Mary Kay?
Well, my initial interest in fashion led to an interest in retailing. I loved to shop, and the more I was shopping, I needed to earn more money to support my shopping habit. So working in sales and commission sales, I really became intrigued about how do you make connections with people, understand their needs, and fulfill those needs in a very quick span of time. And it was that interest in selling and retailing that led me to the University of Wisconsin, and that in turn led to an interest in marketing and brand management, and then ultimately a general business role.
Well, if nothing else, Mary Kay is a marketing company, especially with the great brand recognition that Mary Kay has. But one question I need to ask you, because at your corporate headquarters, I saw a few pink automobiles. Do you drive a pink Cadillac?
No, I don't. It's always the first question I get when I meet people. And after they ask if I have a pink Cadillac, I say no. Then they ask if I'm sure. And yes, I'm sure I don't have a pink Cadillac. But it is exciting to see one on the road because it is that trophy on wheels. It's that marker that indicates the success of an independent Salesforce member.
So that's reserved for the best of the best.
Exactly.
And you know that when they're driving down the road. You were in financial services, I mentioned Citicorp, and you're there for a number of years. What's the connection then between beauty and banking?
When I transitioned into financial services, I really did it with that mindset of understanding consumer needs. And while financial services seems transactional on the surface, it really is about people's hopes and dreams and the finances that they need to support those hopes and dreams. So in the course of my career within financial services, not only did it broaden my global business experience, but it was really a unique opportunity to get to know how people think about their finances, how couples think about planning a future together. And those insights have definitely helped me in my current role.
Well, let's talk about, you mentioned finances and how that ties together. Let's talk about a representative for Mary Kay. We were talking before the show started, and this is a unique opportunity, and it's a tremendous opportunity. You have a tenure of representatives that's longer than most other companies similar to yours, but what's the attraction for a person that wants to become associated with Mary Kay?
It is truly a unique earnings opportunity. It provides the flexibility for a woman to have her own Mary Kay business and to invest as much time and effort into that business that meets her needs. So it gives her an opportunity to inspire other women and at the same time balance some of life's priorities. You mentioned tenure. I am very proud that the average tenure of a Salesforce member in the United States is 16 years.
That's what we were talking about before the show started, and that's longer than many corporate employees working at companies because the turnover is so high. So what does the Mary Kay brand stand for, and how do you deliver on that promise as a chief marketing officer?
Well, we are truly a brand with a purpose, and that is really at the heart of, I think, what connects women to this interesting opportunity. The key elements of this opportunity not only include the earnings opportunity, but certainly beauty, irresistible products, but importantly, beauty that starts on the inside and shines on the outside. And then finally, positive community impact. We are a company with a heart. And that's also something that makes us very unique and distinctive in the beauty industry.
That's something I know about some of the representatives. They get very involved in the community they're in, and that ties them in. People realize that, too. The representative also has a chance to do what they want to do. You mentioned beauty from within, and it's not just the cosmetics. I would think, the self-esteem that if it isn't strong, it becomes stronger by becoming a part of Mary Kay. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. I like to sum up Mary Kay as saying we're about helping women feel beautiful, confident, and connected. And feeling beautiful starts with feeling good about your unique gifts and talents. Mary Kay Ash always inspired others to say that you're great. And around the building, you might find this while you're here, Steve, when you go up to someone and say, how are you? They'll say, I'm great. And it doesn't mean that they're perfect, but it means that they're a great person capable of great things.
Well, that answers part of my question I'm asking you right now, because I mentioned your favorite quotation, I believe. Picture a sign around each person's neck that says, make me feel important. That seems like it's almost a mantra at Mary Kay because of what Mary Kay said. Is that correct?
Yes, we are definitely a very values-based culture, and one of those tenets of our value system is about respecting people and, again, seeing the unique value in every person. And we show that we respect people by making each person feel important.
And that ties in with the beauty and the makeup, too. And I'm going to get a little off track here for a moment. I understand you have a mural in the corporate office that is a large mural, and it's also the largest of its kind in the world.
Indeed.
Tell everybody about that.
Well, in celebrating our 50th anniversary, we decided that we wanted to do something to mark the occasion, something that had never been done before. So we actually found a unique group of artists and commissioned them to make the largest piece of artwork made out of cosmetics entirely. And they had full access to all of our color cosmetics, and they made an amazing mural that now is today in the lobby of the Mary Kay building. And we did get that Guinness Book of Records marker.
Well, I saw it, but I don't know how large it is. Do you have any idea how large the mural is?
Actually, I don't know the exact dimensions. I know we weren't quite sure even how we were going to get it into the building, but luckily we had a perfect spot for it.
That must have been interesting for the artists who usually use a different medium to do their work with, to use makeup, which I would think is applied a little bit differently to the surface than it is to the skin.
They definitely had to use the products very carefully, but remembering that they are Mary Kay products, so they are formulated very carefully. So just as a woman wants to make sure that her makeup lasts and that it stays in place, that's one of the reasons why our cosmetic products were conducive for making this unique piece of art.
Which also makes it unique to the industry because many other companies couldn't have done that. Well, let's go globally now. A lot of people think of Mary Kay as a U.S. company, but as I mentioned before, there's another number of companies you're in. You're in nearly 40 countries. So what makes Mary Kay successful around the world?
It really comes back to those unique aspects of our opportunity. And while women around the world are different, there are some things about women that are the same. Women want to do it all. They want to do the most that they can for their families and their communities. And they want an opportunity to achieve on their terms. And that's something that we have found resonates around the world. We also know that our values are embraced around the world. Those tenets around making people feel important. The golden rule, treating others the way you would like to be treated. And for now almost 55 years, we have found that the combination of our opportunity as well as our values has enabled us to share Mary Kay Ash's legacy around the world.
I began thinking of a word as you were talking about that, and also from some of the things you said before. And this seems to be the word that I'm thinking about Mary Kay is family.
Very much so. One of the reasons why she actually became a career single mom was to support her family. But it was important to her that she had made the time for her family. So she had a career in direct selling. And then ultimately, when she retired from that opportunity, when she wasn't properly and, you know, egalitarianly, if that's such a word, recognized for her achievements, she sat down and developed what today is now the model for Mary Kay Incorporated.
So the model came before the product.
True.
Which is why the model is probably more important than the product also.
Exactly.
As you were talking about women around the world, the United States is unique because of all the opportunities there are for men and women. But I would think there aren't as many opportunities as some of the other countries you're in. So does Mary Kay pick up where some of these women are left out, where they can now have an opportunity they wouldn't have had otherwise?
That's definitely the case. As we think about entering a new market, it is important that we understand the business environment, the opportunity for a direct selling business, but also the level of interest for women to be able to pursue an entrepreneurial opportunity. And yes, in many countries, this opportunity has really changed their life. Women who really were facing some sad alternatives to support themselves and their families. And that's one of the reasons why I think so many of the Mary Kay employees are so inspired to be a part of this company, because it really is about changing lives.
Well, it's the inspiration that Mary Kay had, because she was in the same situation.
True.
Had a supporter family, and she was able to build this company from that. You have a unique opportunity for representatives once a year. I believe that's in July here in Dallas, Texas, at the convention center. I also understand that your convention is so large, you can't have one convention. You have to break that up.
Exactly.
Tell us about that convention and how many you have and how many people show up and what goes around all that.
It's something you have to see it to believe it. And it's something that Mary Kay Ash did more or less from the beginning of her business. She knew how important it was to celebrate success, to recognize achievements, and to bring women together to share, to encourage each other and help each other. So it's a longstanding tradition that today attracts more than 30,000 women to Dallas. We love turning Dallas pink. We do take over the Dallas Convention Center, and importantly, really appreciate the warm welcome, all the businesses, restaurants, hotels, etc., that welcome these Mary Kay achievers. It's a celebration of achievements. It's education. There's also a large community service component. There are funds raised for the Mary Kay Foundation, and we always have a community service project. It might be putting together care bags for victims of domestic violence. So it's an amazing experience of giving, of sharing, and celebrating.
Now, as the CMO, we've been talking about other countries. How much of your time, or do you spend a lot of time outside the U.S., developing other markets?
I actually do consider or spend a lot of time outside the U.S. In fact, the majority of our sales today are currently outside the U.S., so it's very important that I'm in touch with the women in each market, our team members in each market. So I've had a chance to visit places such as Kazakhstan, as well as larger cities in China, Ukraine, throughout Europe, Latin America. And for me, that's where I get my energy, being with the independent sales force, understanding what resonates with them on a local level, getting their feedback. This is a day and age where co-creation with your customers is so important. And the independent sales force, they're our VIP customers.
Well, I understand that you consider those consultants as the clients.
They truly are. They are our customers. We are here to support their success. So I love any and all opportunities to get out, hear their stories, find out what they need, and then bring that energy back to my team.
Well, different cultures have different ways of expressing themselves. You can think of countries around the world that have different types of dress. Do you create products and marketing campaigns that are similar all over, or do you have campaigns that and products specific to those countries and cultures?
We certainly have a global product strategy and global marketing assets that are available to the markets, but we leave enough flexibility for a local market to use local models should they have the need. And likewise, from a product strategy standpoint, there are examples, for example, Latin America, where they love fragrances, and we have formulated some specifically for the market. Another example is skincare products for the Asian market. So we do combine the global opportunities in products and marketing with regional interest.
So you're tweaking it a little bit depending on what is big for that country. E-commerce is very popular. Over the last 10, 15, 20 years, a lot of companies have been started that are primarily on the Internet, on the World Wide Web. Mary Kay isn't. It's a face-to-face business. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of presence on the Internet, but it's that person-to-person. So how has e-commerce helped or hindered the Mary Kay organization?
Yeah. So first, let me talk about the B2B component of our business, and that's Mary Kay selling products to our customers, the independent sales force. On that front, I would venture to say we've really been a technology leader in terms of e-commerce as we do business with our customers. Beyond that, we also make sure that our customers, the independent sales force, have the technology that they need to do business conveniently. These are often women on the go. So whether it's their personal websites, which the company can host for them, whether it's things like our mobile app that we have in many markets, we invest a great deal to make sure that the independent sales force has all of the latest digital and technology tools for them to be successful as business owners.
But they still have to get face-to-face, or
no question.
With their customers and recruits, too. But the e-commerce has simply made it a little more effective, easier, quicker for them.
It's a way for them to be available and to provide customized service to their customer base. But certainly that person-to-person, face-to-face contact. One of the jokes I love to share, I heard it from a national sales director, and she says that Mary Kay Ash invented Facebook because she said, whenever you see a face, book it. But, you know, we have always been a word-of-mouth business, and for me, the digital strategy is not about putting distance between people. It's actually connecting people when they want to be connected, where they want to be connected.
Well, for the clients of your client, it makes it easier for them to get product.
No question.
But it's still a person-to-person business.
It is.
So what are you most excited about this year for Mary Kay?
This is going to be an amazing year, 2018, for Mary Kay. Not only is it the company's 55th anniversary, but on May 12th, we will celebrate the centennial anniversary of Mary Kay Ash's birthday. So truly a major milestone, and so exciting to be able to celebrate her legacy and the impact that she's had on so many lives around the world. And if that weren't enough, we will also be opening a brand new manufacturing center and research facility facility in Louisville. So a lot going on this year.
That is a lot going on, especially when you think about how long ago it was that Mary Kay was born and that has built over the years. Now, I've talked a little bit about e-commerce, and that's had a lot of impact on certain generations, specifically millennials, and now Gen Z, too. So how are you connecting the legacy of Mary Kay's founder, Mary Kay Ash, with them?
Well, you know, it's so interesting. Mary Kay Ash was truly a game changer. And when I read about what is important to millennials and to your point, Gen Z, a lot of things around, first of all, the importance of authenticity. Caring about companies and brands that really have a purpose. Brands that offer flexibility for someone to achieve as much as they can, as fast as they can. So many things that Mary Kay Ash envisioned as being important are truly timeless. And thinking about your show, I thought, wow, she is the ultimate playmaker because she really did break the mold to put this model together, and not only do that, but to do what she needed to grow this business, to take it public when it was the right business decision, and then to turn around and take it private, to tell Wall Street, keep your money, I know how to run my business, I know what's going to inspire the independent sales force. And again, 55 years later, we are here celebrating the success of her vision.
As I was thinking about that, I was working backwards to the year, which was 1963, which is your anniversary year, 55 years ago. There were probably not even a handful of direct selling companies. There were some. She wasn't the first one to develop a direct selling company, but this is rather unique. A, there weren't that many, and B, my guess is there were no women running a direct marketing company.
Not that I'm aware of at the time. And she brought so many innovative processes and procedures to her model, really thinking about how to make sure that she could fairly reward and recognize women as they built their business without territories within a country. How to make sure from a cultural standpoint that women would work together and support each other and support each other's team members. So not only was it unique for her to run this company successfully as a woman, but she really brought a lot of innovative principles that have inspired many other, not just direct selling companies, but many other businesses around the world.
And as I'm thinking about this also, thinking through history, women still were considered the woman that stayed home and was not working. And this was very innovative because there weren't that many jobs that women had control. Now, women could be secretaries, they could be assistants, but there was really no business like that. And she was way ahead of her time.
She really wanted to make sure that there was a limitless opportunity for women. And it was something she had always aspired to achieve for herself. And when she couldn't find that option, she created it herself.
As I've been listening to you, you are enthusiastic about what you're doing. But the question is, what do you love most about what your role as Chief Marketing Officer?
You know, it really is the opportunity to be a part of the success of the independent sales force. This is the first corporate opportunity I've had that really is powered by purpose. And when you are a part of changing people's lives, it unleashes a level of energy and excitement that I've said to the CEO, David Hull, even if I hit the lottery, I'm still coming back here because you just can't replace the feeling of fulfillment when you are helping others and being a part of changing lives.
When you love what you do, you don't work a day in
your life.
Exactly. So where we go from here with Mary Kay? What's down the road, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now?
Well, we have a lot of exciting plans. Certainly being a private company, I can't share too many specific details, but we see tremendous growth opportunity. In this day and age, you know, you might have seen headlines about the gig economy. There are actually a whole new generation of entrepreneurs of really all ages, whether it's that chapter two or, you know, the college graduate who opts to do a startup instead of grad school. But these are the reasons why this Mary Kay opportunity, I think, has lasted, because people do want the chance to do their best. They do want a chance to be a part of something that's bigger than themselves. So it might involve more countries, more products, but importantly, we're going to be driven by our principles, and we're going to stay true to those values that have really sustained this business over time.
So as much as the changes will happen over the next few years, the more is staying the same because of those that culture and the principles and the values that Mary Kay Ash developed. Everybody listening has heard of Mary Kay, but where do they find out more about Mary Kay?
Well, I invite them to visit marykay.com, and they will also find out a lot about Mary Kay on our social media channels, so they can look for us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and again, with all of the special celebrations we have, I hope they see a lot of good news about Mary Kay this year.
Well, this has been a terrific show. As much as you said about Mary Kay Ash being a playmaker, Cheryl, you are too. A playmaker is someone that makes something happen, and you're obviously making something happen on a day-to-day basis. So thank you very much for being a part of the show.
Thank you, Steve.
And we just spoke with Cheryl Atkins Green. Cheryl is a Chief Marketing Officer of Mary Kay Incorporated. Thank you very much for listening to us. It's been great having Cheryl on the show. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you get all of our past episodes. That's PlayMakersTalkShow.com, and we'll be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.